Come, Holy Spirit. Amen. We wish to see Jesus, say some Greeks in today's gospel. I also wish to see Jesus, and maybe you, maybe many of us, identify with this desire to see Jesus. We wish to see Jesus. Which Jesus do you want to see? Which Jesus do we want to see? Did these Greeks who were there for a festival want to see the Jesus who worked miracles? The healer? The man they heard had turned water into wine one time at that wedding? Were they prepared to see the Jesus who says that he must die? Were they ready to see the Jesus who says that it is his being lifted up on a cross before he is lifted up into heaven that will draw all people to himself? Did the Greeks wish to see this Jesus, the Jesus who speaks openly about death, about his death, the Jesus who names the fertile ground he will enter like a grain of wheat, and the abundant fruit he will bear, a harvest of unimaginable love and new life? Did the Greeks wish to see this Jesus? Did the disciples? Do we? We wish to see Jesus. Do we wish to see Jesus living and walking among us and with us, entering our hospitals, our nursing homes, our treatment centers, our schools, workplaces, our prisons? Do we wish to see Jesus entering these places to heal us, to free us? Do we wish to see Jesus in the faces of nurses scarred by wearing N95 masks, in the faces of grocery store workers behind plexiglass barriers, in the faces of all people who must choose between working and risking their health? Do we wish to see Jesus in the faces of our neighbors who line up in the cold and the heat to receive food and a kind word? Do we wish to see Jesus in the faces of those who hold different beliefs from our own? Do we wish to see Jesus in the faces of our siblings of color, this week especially in the faces of our Asian American siblings killed in Atlanta? Do we wish to see Jesus in the faces of all of the children, women, and men who have been and continue to be harmed, to be killed by this country's sins of racism and white supremacy? Do we wish to see Jesus in the faces of our LGBTQ siblings, as they continue to seek equal treatment and rights under the law, and as they endure yet more statements from religious institutions that would question their love and commitment instead of blessing them as the gifts from God that they are? Do we wish to see Jesus in the faces of those administering and receiving COVID-19 vaccinations, sharing tears of joy, relief, gratitude? Do we wish to see Jesus among the thousands of those around the world and in this country still dying every day from COVID-19? Do we wish to see Jesus in our longing, our waiting to be together until we can do so in a way that is safe and equitable for all. Do we wish to see Jesus in the boxes of our Zoom calls, as we peer into our screens, seeking connection, as we mute and unmute and try to be patient with technology and with one another? We wish to see Jesus. During Holy Week, we will be invited to see Jesus. We will be invited to see him entering Jerusalem triumphantly on Palm Sunday to cries of Hosanna. We will be invited to see Jesus lovingly, extravagantly honored and anointed for his burial by the woman with the alabaster jar filled with perfumed ointment. She who perhaps sees Jesus and his impending death more clearly than any of his male followers. We will be invited to see Jesus breaking bread and sharing wine with the disciples for the last time, while leaving them, leaving us with the gift of his Holy Communion. We will be invited to see Jesus washing the feet of the disciples on Maundy Thursday, passing on to them and to us the great mandate to love one another as he loves us. We will be invited to see Jesus struggle alone in the Garden of Gethsemane while the disciples fall asleep and fail to keep watch with him. We will be invited to see Jesus wrongfully imprisoned, tried, convicted, and sentenced to death. We will be invited on Palm Sunday and again on Good Friday to see Jesus suffer and die on a cross, to see Jesus killed by human fear, human empire, and violent injustice. We will be invited to see the body of Jesus buried in a tomb. On Holy Saturday, when we desperately wish to see Jesus but cannot, we will be invited to keep watch with the women at the tomb. Unlike those first faithful women, we know how the story will continue. We know about God's emphatic no to the death-dealing powers of this world, and God's emphatic yes to love. We know the joy and new life, the abundant Easter fruit that God brings forth in Jesus, this grain of wheat that will burst open and rise from the beautiful, dark fertility of the tomb. We know that these women and we will see Jesus again and again and again. We wish to see Jesus. We will pray. We will cry in our grief at the tomb. This is a good prayer, a good Holy Saturday prayer, a good prayer for this last week of Lent, a good prayer for Holy Week, a good prayer for every day. We wish to see Jesus. Help us to want to see you, Lord Jesus. And then help us to see you.